Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis. And we're going to speak now with the biggest writer at the biggest website of its kind on the planet, which makes him the biggest writer of its kind, of his kind, on the planet. His name is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
So let's talk about this latest development. I had not heard this till I just was looking here. Turns out the first victim killed at Greenwood, at the Greenwood Park Mall, was himself carrying a concealed weapon.
Yes, indeed. And I was skeptical of that report because I had not heard it anywhere. But Vic Reichert of WRTV is the reporter who came up with it. And because I was skeptical, I contacted Vic and said, well, I'm not seeing this anywhere. Where did where did the information come from? I didn't know that he was the one who had got it, but he was signed on to the article. And he said that he was walking to Police Chief Isom's vehicle with the police chief and nobody else around when Chief Isom revealed to him that Victor Gomez was found to have a handgun on his person as investigators processed the crime scene. So when they were moving the bodies and checking them out, they found that the first person who was killed by the murderer was Victor Gomez. And now, an interesting thing to this, it'll eventually come out, but it hasn't yet. Eventually, we will see surveillance video, and that will show us what happened with Victor Gomez. But it sounds the police chief has seen the video already, and he said that Victor had no chance to draw in self-defense. But it appears, from what I heard, was that as the killer was coming out of the men's restroom with his rifle, Sig Sauer 400M in 223, as he was, or 5.56. As he was coming out, Victor Gomez was going in. Initially, he'd been waiting for other members of his family who were in the women's restroom, his wife and at least one child, and he was waiting. But the mall was getting real close to closing. It was just like 4 minutes. 2 minutes before closing. And he apparently thought he might use the restroom, and so he started towards the restroom. This is the way I understand it from what I read from the police chief, Eisen. As he's going into the restroom, he meets the killer just as he's coming out, and the killer immediately shoots him with several shots from the rifle, and he's killed before he has a chance to draw. So that, that there are, life is not perfect, and just because you carry a firearm doesn't mean it's a magical talisman that protects you from everything.
Nope.
In a situation like that, where you have almost no time to react, and it's the sudden appearance of somebody who is willing to kill anybody who he sees, which is a rare occurrence, that's what happens. But it also shows the advantage of having a significant number of the population going around armed. And while it did not help Victor in this case, those first shots fired very rapidly gave the alarm to Eli Dickens, who was the 22-year-old that shot the killer. So he and his girlfriend were out in the food court, and the reports have been saying 40 yards. I'd like to see somebody actually measure it. I've seen video where they claim he was, but I can't, like, count the tiles on the floor because it's not a clean shot. There's tables and such in between. It looks like it could be 40 yards. I just would love to have somebody actually measure it. And they have. The people who did the crime scene, they measured it. They have all that information in their file. We just haven't seen it yet. It hasn't been released. Eventually, it will probably be released, or you could get it with some sort of Freedom Information Act. And so eventually it will get out. And we will probably see the video as well, and we'll see what happened precisely. But it's not too hard to imagine. And he, you know, we don't know what kind of pistol he was carrying or how he was carrying. Might have been pocket carry, could have been in an ankle holster. There have been several interviews by friends of Victor Gomez. He was 30 years old with a wife and children. And by all accounts, he was an upstanding member of the community, a hard worker, a craftsman, always in good cheer. And people who talked about him had a lot of good things to say about him. So it sounds like a very responsible guy who just happened to be in exactly the wrong place at exactly the wrong time.
Yeah.
But I don't question, you know, God's actions. And so apparently it was Victor's time, and he set up the situation where Eli Dickens had a little advance warning to get ready.
Well, I mean, it certainly illustrates the point that reaction time is necessary. You got to be able to digest it and everything. Do we know where Mr. Gomez was shot? I mean, was he killed instantly, or?
All I have heard is that he was shot more than once. And it apparently was at very close range. I've looked at videos of that restroom area off food court. So from the videos, I would say he was probably shot at under 10 feet. Where he was hit, it's hard to know.
Right.
And also because he was shot more than once, it's just, you know, you are disabled very rapidly. A 223, contrary to many people's claims, is a very powerful cartridge. It's almost twice as powerful as the 357 Magnum in terms of energy. And we're talking at close range, so the bullet hasn't lost any energy over that 10 feet, nothing to speak of. And, you know, there's a lot of hydrostatic shock effect. We don't know what the killer was using for ammunition. I don't know. Someone knows.
Right.
But it probably was full metal jacketed bullets. They're the most common. But people do make expanding hollow points and soft nose bullets for it, which dump energy incredibly fast and are extremely deadly. They're even more deadly than the full metal jacketed bullets. And the full metal jacketed bullets, from statistics I looked at quite a while back, were something like 90% lethal for a torso hit.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, people downgrade it, but in practical terms, it's a powerful rifle cartridge that serves well as a military cartridge as well as for self-defense.
Right. This article, coming up on the first break, this article is the latest article, I think, that's been published, that Dean has put up there. It got published yesterday. It's
yeah,
part of a very important story, and it's something that does be considered. It is also part of well over 2,000 other articles available to you right now, just from Dean Weingarten at ammoland.com. Covering everything, covering things that are not time sensitive. They're just as important today as when he wrote them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Toronto, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and I've seen some of this stuff about this, but let's talk about this video of AR-15 theft, gunfight at market, not open carry. Tell me about this.
Yeah, well, this story originally came out, I think, about 2 months ago or so. And the original story was that a rifleman who was, or a person, openly carrying an AR-15 had entered this this market, which is the Wellston market in Missouri, right on the Illinois border. And this market is a hot spot of crime, although that was not mentioned in the early story. Clay's Wellston Food Market. And it happened May 27th. So that's about a month and a half ago.
Right.
Anyway, so what was claimed is this guy legally, openly carrying an AR-15, goes into this market, he walks up to the counter, they show a picture of him on the counter, they show a picture of somebody peering around a pillar sort of at him, and then they talk about how the person who was peering around the pillar robbed him of the AR-15, and then they got into a gunfight. And it said that he retrieved a pistol from a vehicle, and then the police came. The person who had the AR-15 is gone. Either him or an accomplice was said to have collected the AR-15 from the robber, and that's about all that was on. Well, it turns out it's a lot more complicated than that.
Right.
And eventually, it was about, I think, 10 days later, that the police in the area, in Wellston, there's a combined police force that covers them and some other areas, released the surveillance video from the site. And doing research, as you know, writers, probably a good idea to do some research, it turned out that this Wellston food market, Clay's Wellston food market, is a hot spot for crime. I mean, just had hundreds of police calls. And a police talking about it, a policeman said that there's just about every crime you can think of that's been committed there. And about a year or so previously, maybe it was 2 years, a police officer had been murdered there. And, you know, it's not clear that they ever caught the guy who murdered the police officer. So, the when they released the video, I started looking at it and immediately noticed that it didn't fit the previous script. It just didn't, because while we see this guy coming into Wellstone Market, the AR-15 type firearm is concealed, and then he only flashes it briefly. It's like he's checking that it's positioned the way he wants it. So for about 2 seconds, it's visible, and then he closes up the jacket again and goes inside. So, to me, that's not open carry.
Right.
That's a failure of concealed carry. And I'm pretty sure that the person who was carrying it, who has never been identified, by the way, believed that there wasn't anybody looking. But there was a camera that caught it, and it's very plausible that that camera was displayed on a screen or a monitor inside the market, and that the future robber, well, he was the robber already, he'd been convicted, he was a convicted felon at the time, spotted that he had this AR-15 type firearm. And from the video, I was able to get screenshots, and knowing how long a AR-15 magazine well is and comparing it to known examples of AR-15s, I discovered that this was not a common AR-15. It was either a short-barreled rifle with an 8.5-inch barrel, or it was a AR-15-type pistol with a arm brace and an 8.5-inch barrel.
Right.
Now, the pistols are a little more common than the legal short-barreled rifle, but the fact that it, I'd pretty much bet that it wasn't an NFA-registered item, because while there are some out there, they're not real common, and they're usually not seen in this context.
No.
I'm not saying that it couldn't have been legal.
Nobody tries to conceal carry one of those.
generally not. And this was concealed. It was a sling that went over the right shoulder to the left hip. So that allows you to conceal it under a jacket. The jacket was over the sling, which makes it hard to get off of. It's kind of a security measure, actually. It prevents the pistol from being grabbed, taken from you. But it's an awkward conceal. It's a big, compared to an ordinary pistol, say something like a Colt 1911.
Yeah.
It's a big firearm. It's probably three times as long and twice as deep and three times as heavy. And so it's pretty good size. You can conceal it under a jacket, but it takes some work, as was demonstrated in this case. So this video was really cut up. I mean, they show you little slices of it in this police presentation, and the slices are not in order. They're trying to make points, you know. Well, here's this and here's that, and so you have a little bit of video from the end and from the beginning, and they're all interspersed. But by understanding the action, which was described, and by some time hacks and some of the frames, I was able to put them together in what I think is a fairly clear sequence, actual sequence, and see what happens. So what we find in the sequence is that at about, I'll use common nomenclature, 2:41 in the afternoon at Clay's Wellstone Market, this white Ford Focus backs into a parking spot at the market. Now, it's common in some places, like here in at my church, the Vertical Church in Yuma, Arizona. I think there's about roughly 20% of the cars will back into the parking spot or drive through so that their trunk is so they're facing outward. And that's known by a lot of people as combat parking, because the idea is you can just jump in the car and go, and you don't have to worry about backing into something.
Hold up right there. Hold up right there. We're coming up on the break. We're going to continue this when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten. You can find this at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Steve Bannon, former advisor to President Trump, has been convicted on contempt of Congress charges for defying subpoenas from the January 6th House Committee. Bannon was convicted on two counts, for failing to testify and for failing to provide requested records. Outside the courtroom, Bannon said that he disagreed with the decision, and while he may have lost the battle, he will win the war.
I stand with Trump and the Constitution, and I will never back off that, ever.
It's been over 40 years since someone was convicted on contempt of Congress charges. The White House says President Biden has a runny nose, a cough, and some fatigue as he recovers from COVID. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre adding Biden met with his economic team virtually to discuss high gas prices. USA Radio News. Ethan Crumbly, the accused Michigan school shooter, will remain behind bars in adult jail. Crumbly was in court Friday for his monthly hearing on if he can be moved to a children's juvenile center. The judge in Pontiac, Michigan, denied that request. Crumbly is accused of killing four students and injuring seven others at Oxford High School in November of last year when he was 15 years old. His trial is set to begin in January. Americans are paying near-record prices for used cars. A report from the car shopping app Copilot reveals the going rate is about $10,000 above pre-pandemic levels. It puts the average price for a used vehicle at over $33,000 in June. That's a 0.5% increase from May and just below the survey's peak in March. Copilot's CEO saying the demand for used cars remains strong. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about this AR-15 theft at a market where somebody was trying to sort of conceal it, and we don't know. So I had to interrupt you as you were giving the explanation on all this, so pick it up. But my biggest question is, do we know what this was actually all about at all?
Well, we don't, but what I think is an excellent theory. We don't know because the police have been trying to find the people involved, and the people who were victorious in this gunfight, and they haven't been able to find it, which
right.
is not too surprising to me because very likely the AR-15 pistol or short-barreled rifle was probably not legally possessed. So they would not turn themselves in. So let me go a little further and develop some of this so that the listeners will be able to understand my theory. So this fellow who goes in carrying the AR-15 under a jacket and then briefly flashes it, probably caught by a camera for about 2 seconds, like checking its position as he goes in. That happened at 2:44. 3 minutes earlier, at 2:41, an associate that came to the market with him in the same white Ford Focus that backed in what I call combat parking, went in. So the associate went in 3 minutes before he goes in, and the car was backed in. Now, my brother, who was a state police officer until he retired, said, there's only two people that back into parking spots, criminals and police officers. That's not quite true. I know a lot of former military who do so. We have them at the Verdict Church, as I mentioned earlier. But so backing in is one of those red flags that people who are in the know look at and wonder what's going on with it. It's an excellent thing to do for safety. It makes perfect sense that way. But the people who do it usually learned the technique in the military or police or... they need to make a quick getaway. So this associate goes in first, the car backed in, the associate goes in first, 3 minutes later, the guy with the AR-15 goes in, and then he covers it up pretty good. Well, there's a bunch of cameras around, and maybe they noticed, or maybe they noticed that they were being watched pretty closely. I'm not sure. But what happens is they leave at 14:47. So 3 minutes after he gets into the store, the associate goes out ahead of him. I suspect there was a little bit of non-verbal communication there. This doesn't smell right. Let's get out of here. The associate goes out, and then the guy who, and you have a picture outside, the guy who's the future person who steals the AR-15 is in between the associate as he leaves and the AR-15 man. So then the associate goes to the left rear door of the Ford Focus, and the AR-15 man starts going towards the right front passenger side door. But as he rounds the corner of the Ford Focus, the robber, whose name is Booker, comes up to him, grabs him, puts a pistol up to his head, and shoves him forward. And then he forces him to take off the jacket and to give him the AR-15. So that's what happens, and then he starts running away. As he rounds the back end of the Ford Focus, the guy who had the AR-15, whose jacket is now off, as the door opens, passenger side front door of the Ford Focus opens, he probably tossed the jacket in there because we don't see it ever again, even after the Focus leaves. And he comes up with a pistol out over the top of the car and starts firing at the guy who stole, Booker, who stole the AR-15 type pistol or short-barreled rifle. And he's using his sight. And it's only about maybe 30 feet from him, but Booker is running and trying to get away. In the next couple of seconds, his associates, there's obviously somebody in the driver's seat of the Ford Focus who's been waiting out there, and the guy in the back seat, who got in from the left side, gets out into traffic, and they're turning in the direction that the robber, Booker, is running. And we don't see it on screen, but from the context and what's said in the article, it's clear they start shooting at Booker as well. They bracket him. They get beyond him with the car, start shooting at him. He turns around and starts moving back toward the Clay's Wellstone grocery. And then the next you see him in the video, he's coming up on the grocery, and he's on hands and knees crawling in toward the entrance of the grocery as the AR-15 man with the pistol, sans jacket, who had taken cover behind a tan Jeep, is firing aimed shots at him. And as he gets toward the entrance, the AR-15 man, now with the pistol, comes up closer and is, again, firing aimed shots. I mean, the pistol is clearly up to eye level, and he's shooting at him. So then he makes it inside the entrance, because now we have video from the inside as well. Inside the entrance, he tries to get the AR-15 to work. But he's left-handed. He doesn't appear to be familiar with the controls on this firearm, and he can't get it to work. He has dropped his pistol on the floor, but then he picks up the pistol with his left hand and moves further, trying to get into the store more. Then the next video we have is the AR-15 man. The Ford Focus is backed up in the middle of this relatively busy street, and it's a four-lane, I think, at that point. And we see him sprinting towards the Ford Focus, and they drive off. So what really happened here? Here's my opinion. What happened is that AR-15 man and his two associates appear to be a practiced armed robbery team. They were targeting Clay's Wellstone Food Market. They back into the parking lot for a quick getaway. They enter it. The two active robbers enter at different times, so they're not associated with each other. They get in, and they see things aren't the way they want them to be. They probably are saying, you know, we'll check things out. If it doesn't look good, we'll pass. And they pass. But because of the camera in the entryway, Booker saw that the AR-15 man had this AR-15, and he thought he had a good chance to take it. One thing about that sling under a jacket carry is it takes a little bit to get the firearm into play. Because you got to open your jacket, you know, and if you're on one side, you're hampered a little bit because of the way the sling is set up. And Booker, the robber, seemed to be oblivious that there was this connection with the other two guys. The driver had stayed out in the Ford Focus, and the other guy left separately. But he goes after the AR-15 man, but he's got a three-man armed team who are out for trouble anyway, and they're not about to take their rifle or short-barreled rifle or pistol being stolen, and they bracket him, take him out, and then take off. And I would put money that the Ford Focus was a recently stolen vehicle. So that's what I believe happened.
Wow. Looking at the pictures, I mean, yeah. I actually back into as many parking spaces as I can, but I have a pickup truck, and it's easier to back in than it is to pull in. I don't know why that is.
I do it all the time, and my one of my friends, who's a former spook, says, you're just telegraphing to people that you're military or police. I said, yeah. You ever hear the viceroy butterfly? It doesn't taste bitter, but it looks just like a monarch that does, and birds leave it alone.
Yep. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. This article is there waiting on you at amoland.com. You ought to go check it out. Quite a different type of article. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantisHolster.com. We've been speaking with Dean Weingarten. Now, I think, with the exception of the one on July the 20th, we've already talked about the social media and everything else. You got something that hasn't made it into the pipeline?
I would like to talk a bit more about the Greenwood Mall situation where Eli Dickens saved the situation by, in a very fast response, 15 seconds from the time that he from the first shot was fired. When he probably was at that point made aware that there was a situation that needed his immediate deadly force attention, and at a considerable, a good handgun distance of, it's been reported, 40 yards, hit the target, who was the killer in this case, 8 times out of 10. Now, he was using good technique. He was apparently behind one of the pillars in the food court, using it as a support structure and as cover and concealment. Tactically correct as well as very effective in getting hits on the target. Now, some of the things that we have learned since the early report, it was stated that he had carried under constitutional carry. We don't know if the first person killed, Victor Gomez, had an Indiana license to carry handgun. It's called a license to carry handgun in Indiana. But he didn't need one because the constitutional carry law had gone into effect on July 1st. So just about 2 weeks earlier, constitutional carry had gone into effect. And that's why Police Chief Eisen said that he believed that Eli Dickens was carrying under constitutional carry. But since then, we have found Eli retained a well-known firearms attorney there in Indiana named Guy Relford, who has his own radio show and who also teaches concealed carry classes and has been an attorney in several high-profile defensive cases. He has agreed to take the case pro bono for Eli, and he has since released a image of Eli's license to carry handgun from Indiana. Eli is 22. You have to be 21 to obtain this license, and it shows, in my opinion, that Eli is a very avid member of the gun culture, because he obtained this lifetime concealed carry permit, which they have in Indiana, 3 months, less than 3 months after his birthday. So, and less than 1 year before He was in the food court and had to use his reportedly 9mm Glock to stop this mass murder. So those are all details that haven't widely been released. It's been widely reported that Eli did not have a permit. It turns out he did. I don't think that makes much difference since he didn't need one under Indiana's constitutional carry law. Eventually, we will find out if Victor Gomez had one or didn't. Again, not very important since he didn't have to have one under the Indiana carry law. And it also shows that having a significant number of people carrying firearms for self-defense has benefits. Because even though somebody who was a very responsible individual was carrying, he got caught in a situation where he had virtually no prior warning and was unable to have enough time to draw and respond to the threat before he was gunned down. But even though that happened, another person with a who was legally carrying on the scene was able to react and stop the threat when the murder victims was still in single digits. The killer was only able to kill three people before he was taken down, and you can contrast that to the case in Texas where, what was it, something like 347 police officers didn't go in for an hour and a half, something
yep.
like that.
Yep.
You know, so you have 347 trained, armored police officers with pistols and shields and rifles did not take action for 77 minutes, I think was the figure, in Texas, and you had 21 people killed, 19 young children and two adults. In Indiana, you have somebody looking to do mass murder, and he manages to kill three adults before he is taken down by a private citizen with a Glock who is carrying legally. I've seen a meme floating around. It has Governor Abbott of Texas saying he's inviting Eli Dicken down to Texas to replace the Uvalde Police Department.
Yeah. Wow.
That was an interesting meme, and it shows how important it is to have people on scene who can act immediately. And Eli was able to act immediately because he was there. He was inside the situation. He heard the initial shot, saw the person who was doing the shooting, and responded in less than 15 seconds to stop the situation. And that's what you need if you're going to stop them quickly. And you have to stop them quickly if you're going to keep the body count down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this guy fired 24 rounds in 15 seconds, right?
Right. And so, he had more magazines.
Just imagine if it had taken Mr. Dicken 30 seconds to get up on him and get a draw bead on him.
Right.
What else would have happened?
Or the police were probably there in about 2.5 or 3 minutes. It would probably have been all over by 2.5 or 3 minutes.
Yeah. The other thing is that when he closed in with him after he dropped him and seems quite composed from the way it's described. He rolled in there. He was telling everybody to get behind him as he went up on him. And as soon as the mall security rolled up on him, he gave up to them.
And he stayed a little bit away, too, from what I'm hearing. All this will be revealed on the video when it comes out. But he didn't go right up to him because that's smart. He didn't know for sure if this guy was out. He didn't know if he was wearing armor or not. He didn't absolutely know that he could have just been playing possum or he could have been knocked out and come to again.
Right.
But instead of going right up to him and risking that at very close range, he stayed a little, you know, several feet away. I don't know exactly how many. I've heard some estimates that it was like 10 yards. I don't know. But he stayed some distance away, which makes sense because he knew the police were coming quickly. He only had to hold that position for a couple of minutes. And he did. And then I've also understood that the police said that he turned himself into the security. The mall security, when they showed up, identified himself as the person who'd taken out the killer. And so he was already unarmed and semi, I wouldn't say in custody. I don't know what mall security has there in this mall. But he was already identified and unarmed and therefore not at risk of being shot by the police by the time the police showed up. And it's important because we have had one concealed carrier who stopped a mass killing of police in Colorado who unfortunately made a tactical error in picking up the killer's rifle. And then when the police arrived on scene, they saw this guy holding a rifle, which they'd been told was shooting police officers, and they shot him and killed him.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
you so you don't want to have that happen to you.
Got to have a lot of presence of mind to get all those things right in the heat of that moment. But this kid seems like he was quite composed. We're about to run out of time. So you busy Tuesday?
I expect to be here, and it's always fun being on the show with you.
Well, I appreciate it as well. That's always good and informative as well. Dean's stuff, these articles are, in addition to well over 2,000 others, from Dean, just from Dean, all available at ammoland.com. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. And as for me, I'll be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.